Now look at the individual slope coefficients, and let's see which variable, predictor variable, in terms of this analysis seems to contribute more or less, if either, to the overall model fit. For years' experience, we see the 95% confidence interval is consistently positive. It varies from 2.6 to 4.3, so we conclude then that whatever the value of the true population coefficient is for years' experience, it's somewhere between 2.6 and 4.3. So it is a positive value. There is then a relationship between years' experience and salary. And the corresponding hypothesis test gives us the same information, albeit it doesn't give us the exact range of information, the range of values, but it does tell us that we're going to reject a null hypothesis of no relationship because we have a very high t-value of over 8, which puts the p-value to be extremely low, so therefore we reject the null hypothesis. Applying the same analysis to gender, we see there the 95% confidence interval for the slope coefficient for gender is from minus 10 to 5, which is, first of all, a large interval, which means that we have not at all precisely estimated the value contribution of gender. Also, that it includes zero, so that the null hypothesis is not rejected in the corresponding hypothesis test. We get a t-value of a small t-value, which means that the sample value is fairly close to zero, and the p-value accordingly is fairly large, as high as 0.49. So what we've seen here then is that of the two coefficients, it's clear that years' experience has the most direct influence on salary, and gender, we cannot conclude it has any influence at all on salary when we account for years' experience in the same model.